In his recent State of the State address, Governor Jim Doyle emphasized that the state's food processing industry needs to stay competitive and create more jobs. An answer to that call has come from Democratic State Representatives Amy Sue Verwink of Millador and Stephen Hilgenberg of Dodgeville. Verwink says their legislation suggests awarding food processing facilities a 10% income and franchise tax credit to keep up to date and expand. Verwink says tax credits have helped other Wisconsin industries.
As we did back in 2004 with the dairy modernization tax credits, the state resulted, we gave about $50 million in tax credits, but it generated over $500 million on private on-farm investment.
Nick George is the president of the Madison-based Midwest Food Processing Association. He says the organization supports the tax credit idea. He says it could help food processors in Wisconsin stand out from the competition.
A lot of these food processors are big. They have facilities all over the country. And each one of these facilities is competing for company dollars. So anytime that you a new project looks good to beat out a competitor in another state, well, that's a good thing.
Wisconsin is one of the top three states that produces canned and frozen vegetables, along with Minnesota and Illinois. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.